This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Alexander Volkanovsky going to join us later on this hour.
Yeah.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Alice. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. You got the national championship tonight at 8:50, Florida and Houston. Panthers are off today. They're back at it tomorrow at home, hosting the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Heat, they're back on the hardwood tonight against the 76ers. It's a 7:30 tip-off from the Kaseya Center. 6:15 pre-heat with Solana. And right now, Bam Adebayo is questionable with back spasms.
Ooh.
Tyler Hero dealing with a thigh contusion. Andrew Wiggins dealing with a hamstring, also questionable for tonight's game. So that is a little look at your injury report going into tonight's matchup against the Sixers, who, of course, are their own little MASH unit.
Yeah, but they just decided they weren't going to play people.
Yep.
A little different.
They're like, yeah, shut it down. Oh, Tyrese Maxey, your finger hurts? Surgery. Let's shut it down, baby. We're going to try and get Cooper Flagg. But this is the breaking news. Awful news. Awful news. Shams Charania reports Portland Trailblazers general manager Joe Cronin.
Oh, God.
Has been fired.
Has agreed to a multi-year contract extension.
Oh, wow. That's the opposite.
What? How does he and the Giants look at their team and think, you know what? Let's give this guy a little bit more time.
Blazers have 35 victories, a 14-win improvement so far, 22-16 since January 19th. It's such an odd pick of days, but fine. While ranking top five defensive efficiency during that span, they, of course, have the same amount of wins as the Miami Heat. Hate that bastard. You guys blame me. It's his fault, not mine.
It is his fault. He got a little cocky, but it's his fault.
I would say that when Dame said he wanted to come to Miami, it made everybody down here a little arrogant. And that probably spurred the...
Was I arrogant? Yes. Do I regret it? No.
You would have had Dame.
If I was more humble...
Yeah.
Hard to say.
No, see.
Damn.
You know, that's the job that we do, is to take situations and games and kind of project.
Well, who's the piece that he got that is, like, really, like, taken off? Like, who's, like, what has been the thing that's like, oh, Joe Cronin did that in the Dame trade. It really worked for him.
Scoot.
He was getting Scoot no matter what anyway. Nobody's better than Scoot. Nobody.
But he still, has he done anything? Has he emerged during this?
He's been better. I mean, it's hard to be
14 game improvement.
Hard to be better than, I mean, hard to be worse than he was.
He averages 12 points a game.
Yeah, like I said, it's hard to be worse than he was.
So
nobody's better than Scoot. And well, what about Chauncey Billups?
Mm.
You know, Shaq thought that he coached the damn Pistons. Mm. He didn't even give him credit for the right team.
That's crazy. You know why? Because he's getting that PTSD from that championship.
That's true.
Yeah, Chauncey's out there coaching the Pistons, all right. That's okay. Leroy thought Cade Cunningham played for the Red Wings.
Here we go.
Well, congratulations, Joe Cronin. I don't mean that at all.
I don't know how this man was able to do that. That's amazing.
I think a lot of times we forget about the relationships that these guys have with the owners.
Yeah, the owner's probably like, you knew that Dame had that bad blood. Way to go, crony.
I don't think nobody had bad blood with Dame.
No. I mean legitimately bad blood that's cost him the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did they already announce he's out for
that's
the year?
Too soon.
Too soon.
I feel.
Too soon.
Too soon for what? I mean, you guys got to grow up.
Like, too soon, dude.
Hey, did they confirm he's out for the year?
No, they haven't ruled him out for the year. But like, okay. He's going to be out for the year. Come on, dude. Let's grow up.
Too soon.
Let's be real about it.
You never know.
No, I know. He's not coming back this year. Hmm. Who's the guy who's come back from the blood clots? Nobody.
Bosch came back and then went out.
Yeah, in a year.
Mm. Yeah.
He'll come back in 6 months. He'll be back next year.
So. No, there's other guys that have had it.
Man. That have come back for the season?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm trying to think. Like, it happens more than you think.
It doesn't.
It does.
Prove it. Give me a name.
I'll think of one.
You won't.
Mm. Yes, I'll...
Did he have DVT? Is that the kind of...
Deep vein thrombosis.
There you go.
Yes.
Asur Thompson. That's the angry one, isn't it?
Amen Thompson's the one that spiked Tyler Herro.
Oh, he's the angry one. Okay. And Brandon Ingram have returned to the court within a few months. Those are the only...
Within a few months, like at the end of the season?
No, one of them was March... to November next season.
Okay, so he missed so he was done for the season.
Yeah, and Ingram in 2019 returned to play. Next following season as well. So even if it's a couple months, it still just happened.
Yeah, because you have to take blood thinners, which it's a 6 month process.
And you can't travel on blood thinners. Hmm.
Albie says no Dame turned into Jimmy leaving. Tobin's fault.
What's worse? Not being able to travel or not being able to travel out of Milwaukee.
Oof.
That's actually a worse sentence.
It's on the John Madden bus.
Oh, man.
Take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bam, bam.
Look like twins.
What happened?
Did you like that?
I didn't see it. What happened?
Okay, look. I'll put it back.
All right. Let me check it out.
I tried with blonde hair. than this one.
That one looks actually pretty good as far as like photoshopping.
Yeah, I tried really quickly, but I tried to match her skin tones, but pretty
That
was no.
What?
Favorite one of this one, maybe?
Pretty good. You know what?
Look like Samesies minus the mustache.
I know they were like that one.
This one right here, that's a pretty good Photoshop job right there.
Yeah.
That basically happened. So.
Not the one with the big swole arms. Mm. That's like, yikes.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
I thought it would be funny.
I ain't gonna lie. If you gave me a hug with them arms, I'd be scared.
Wow, and I just noticed on that that lady's arm is a tattoo of Bret Michaels as well.
Yes, and then the shirt says it, Lost Boyfriend, I think.
Didn't he have a show back when the Flavor of Love was out? Tila Tequila had a love show. I believe Bret Michaels had a love show as well.
He had a show. So. I don't know what it was
for
about.
The Love of Bret or something like that. I know it was on like VH1. That's the only reason that I know who he is, to be honest. Rock of really? Love. Yeah, yeah. Poison?
Rock of Love. There you go.
What is Poison?
Isn't that sing the song Every Rose Has a Thorn?
Yes, Every Rose. That's probably the only 19.
And I think I saw Bret Michaels like 2 years ago.
Was he at Rockville?
He was at Tortuga.
Oh, yeah, you know, I think he was at Tortuga. Wow.
Did he see Tua there? Partying his ass off?
I bet.
I took this picture with Bret Michaels that day.
Look at that. Professional.
And you're like, I like that headband. I'm gonna go with that look.
Not the same one.
Like, it's a shame because Jay Fig would do some new stuff. She'll wear a new outfit or something. The response is not what you would expect from us three bums.
I hear it all, to be honest.
Never a dull moment. Every bird better watch out. Okay. 15 minutes of heat here brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. The great Alexander Volkanovsky going to join us here in just a few minutes. We'll talk some UFC 314 in the Heat's house.
Are you hyped, dude? You don't seem hyped.
I'm very hyped.
Come on.
I want to see if he's going to be there, even though I know he's a kind of a Nuggets fan because he's friends with Jamal Murray.
Ah,
yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he's friends with Jamal Murray. Now, Jamal Murray is not Australian. No. He's Canadian. He just struck up a friendship.
Question of all of the guys, would that be the equivalent to you being cool with Bobrovsky?
Ah. I think that's
random.
That's a little bit weirder.
Because you and Bobrovsky have had a relationship unlike any other two people in South Florida, even when things were going not so great.
Yes. Another thing.
So would you say it's kind of one of those things?
I think it's one of those athlete. I know Jamal Murray's a big UFC fan. I think that's probably where it started.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay.
And then, you know, some of these guys, they like to interact. A lot of fighters and athletes are fascinated by the way others train and things like that.
Mm. I would say I'm friends with Antonio Tarver just so we can match trash talking skills.
He can talk trash. One of the best.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best.
And that's all we do when we golf. Of course, if he's not on the phone. Oh, my goodness.
Tonight.
And once you win a title, your name is champ forever, right?
Yeah.
There's like four boxers I call champ.
Of course. Once you get it, once you're champ, you're champ. I think that's the way it should go. By the way, congratulations to Mickey Arison, who was named to the Basketball Hall of Fame this past weekend in the class with Carmelo Anthony and Dwight Howard. And Maya
Moore. It's a mini Mello! It's a mini Mello!
Mickey Arison, named to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Sue Bird already.
That is perfect. That commercial is unbelievable. I laugh at it all the time.
You get the giggles? Makes you happy?
Fancy. Yeah.
Does tickle his fancy, but congratulations to Mickey Arison for making the Hall of Fame. And
I would say
being inducted with that class.
As far as well-run organizations, you always mention the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Across, you might go, in football, you go, what, Patriots? Then you go Pittsburgh, maybe?
Yep.
Maybe Green Bay has always been well run.
I think so. I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
I think that
can we think of any? Kansas City's always been up there too.
Yeah. Oddly enough,
like they very rarely have down years.
Oddly enough, though, their owner seems to be pretty hated amongst players, which is a weird thing.
Man, every year, last place.
Yeah, they always get like bad reviews. They always get bad reviews from the way that they treat their players and fans.
But is that because,
which I would say is the opposite of the way the Heat are.
A lot of this has to do with like the original owners.
Maybe, I don't know.
Right, because when you think of Kansas City, you think of Pittsburgh. They're all teams that really, you know, try to avoid paying players.
Well, I think that
Mickey
had the quote when he got the nomination. He goes like, "I think the best owners are invisible." And he's like, "I hire people to do their job, and I let them do their job." And
I think, you know what, we all know who Mickey is, and everybody talks about Mickey. And when there's some kind of dispute between Pat and a player, Mickey will step in. But for the most part, you never hear the owner came over the top with this one. You never hear that. And maybe it's because you got Pat.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Pat had a huge – obviously getting Pat here was a huge feather in Mickey's cap. And, I mean, rocked what this team means in this market.
Right.
You know, right. Before that, they were just, you know, expansion. You know, just an expansion franchise. And
is there any other franchise that we can think of? Some of them have famous owners, and that in itself is kind of an issue when your owner's famous, right?
I mean, newly right now, it seems like what the Suns are going through, this Ishbia.
Well, no, I'm talking about, but he's not, I'm talking about like Jerry Jones. I'm talking about Mark Cuban. I'm talking about like.
What about Ballmer? Think he's too much?
No, they're not doing bad. And
he seems fine.
He's a cheerleader, but
he's a kook.
I haven't heard any stories of him coming over the top.
Yeah.
You know, with what I want or him always being the mouthpiece for the team.
Got very excited with
Mickey
how
Mickey very rarely talks about the team. You always go through Pat.
Yeah, he's almost zero. Like even his media session, I think it was three questions. Like you could just tell. He said, "I'm uncomfortable with all this."
Right. So
he's.
I mean, yeah. Like
Jerry Jones is having a press conference every 30 seconds.
Right. You know who else is starting to take that Mickey?
Mm-hmm.
Is our guy Stephen Ross?
Yeah, he definitely. He stepped on it a few times trying to compare himself to the Heat. And
he's also very awkward at these things for a guy who's as successful as he is. Like the talking in front of the is sometimes he gets a little
too hyperbolic for sure.
Yeah.
Alexander Volkanovsky main eventing this upcoming Saturday, UFC 314. He joins us next.